It's the middle of winter, and Kevin Shortsleeve is thinking about snow.
Children have a special relationship to snow. Perhaps there is something in the unpredictability of snowfall, or its intangible magical qualities that children relate to. Like children, snow can be alternately perceived as carefree, giddy, peaceful, maddening, and laughable. For an adult, waking up and discovering an unexpected snowfall in the night can create a simple inner joy, a quiet vibrance that is not unlike the feeling of looking into the face of a sleeping child. Perhaps the most well-known children's book about snow is Ezra Keats' The Snowy Day. Winner of the prestigious Caldecott Medal, The Snowy Day celebrates the sheer wonder of a boy experiencing and exploring the alien world of his first big snowfall. Another Caldecott winner is Snowflake Bentley by Jacqueline Martin, about the photographer who proved that every snowflake is unique. The folklore of childhood is populated by snowbound beings. Jack Frost, the Snow Queen, Frosty the Snowman, the Abominable Snowman, and in Russia, Old Grandfather Frost and the Snow Maiden, a child made of snow who came to life. Snowfall can be all about production. For a child, the malleable substance is not unlike Play-Doh from the sky, and children industriously shape it into anything from snow forts to snowmen, snow angels, and of course, that most preferred projectile of childhood, snowballs. And while some children, like the Charlie Brown gang, are content to stand about tasting snowflakes and arguing about which tastes better, December or January's, many children breathlessly engage in impromptu sledding excursions. Snowfall elicits all forms of creativity, and for the future entrepreneur, every unshoveled driveway is a gold mine just waiting to be cleared. As a child in Boston, I remember many nights staring out at the swirling flakes. The only light in my room was from the radio dial as I impatiently waited for the school cancellation list. In March 1978, us Boston kids hit the jackpot. In some areas, more than 4 feet of snow fell in 2 days. My school was canceled for more than 3 weeks, and it was the winter carnival to end all winter carnivals. Parents couldn't even go to work. They had to stay home and play, just like the kids. Snow can represent a latent, veiled potential. When we look at snow, there is no surer promise that spring and growth must be coming next. Snow, then, like childhood, can be all about expectation. And as Snowflake Bentley proved, like children, no two snowflakes are exactly alike.